855-453. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
If you want to get archives of Free Talk Live, for instance, maybe you're just tuning in, you want to hear the rest of what N.J. Weedman has to say about jury nullification, his experience in the judicial system, you missed the first hour, you can go and get yesterday's show, or you can get last year's show, or you can get nearly a decade worth of shows at archives.freetalklive.com.
But how much does that cost?
Completely free, Brian.
That is amazing.
I know you like that. $855-450-free. It's archives.freetalklive.com. And let's go right back to New Jersey Weed Man. Now, Ed, you were talking about jury nullification in the last hour and how you think that it's a way to purport liberty. And, you know, maybe Americans, if they that support people's freedom around growing the plants and smoking the plants they want to grow and smoke, maybe if they knew that jury nullification was a thousand-year right of juries under the English common law system, that maybe they would they'd acquit people more often, because there's trials going on all the time. More people get acquitted, more people have trials, more people get acquitted. It's a big cycle moving towards more freedom.
I think he said he's going on a tour or something. Is that right,
Ed? I want to hear about that.
Yeah.
And the other thing I got, Ed, is up here in New Hampshire, we talk about jury nullification all the time. We hand out jury nullification information to every juror in Cheshire County. Every juror gets information on jury nullification, and we still find them to be too scared.
Yeah, I've read about that. I kind of find it funny. I mean, even your state even has put it in there in your law books recently.
Yeah, it hasn't yet.
Supposedly, the judges are supposed to tell the jurors about jury nullification, but there was this recent trial with Rich Paul, right, who's sort of a friend of the show, and you know, the judge in that case, he's arguing, I guess, that the judge really didn't follow that law about telling the jury, you know, look, you can nullify this law if you don't agree with it.
Yeah, right. They haven't really done that yet.
Well, in my case, I should say lucky, because I'm able to talk to you right now. I should be 9 months into prison right now. Because when I did get caught again in New Jersey, I got caught with a pound of marijuana, and as a two-timer, they would have put me to jail for at least 10 years. And I basically argued to New Jersey, to my defense, to my jury, that the law was wrong. I mean, I didn't hide anything. Yep, that pound of marijuana was mine. It was legal in California. Yes, it's illegal in New Jersey, but the law here is wrong. I smoked marijuana this morning. I'm going to smoke at lunchtime. Tonight I'm going to smoke. I noticed that, you know, I said, this is what I'm saying to my jurors. I said, a couple of years, I noticed you smoke cigarettes. At lunchtime, you're going to go outside and you're going to smoke right outside the courthouse, this, that, and the other. I am too, but I'm going to have to go all the way across the parking lot so I can see the sheriffs when they come. You know, I'm going to smoke marijuana. And I totally didn't hide it. I totally was up front that I totally think the law was wrong. And the first trial, which was May of 2012 last year, I got a hung jury, 7-5, which is pretty much what I thought. You know, my number was 6, but okay, 7 is even better. And you know, and I thought of a hung jury, that was a win. You know, to me, that was
a
win.
I agree. Sure.
And the prosecutor, he argued, you know, he wanted to retry me. So 5 months later, in October, we had a second trial, and the second trial basically was the same thing. I argued the same exact way. I didn't hide anything. You know, I'm a black guy with dreads. I meet the stereotype of a guy who, you know, smokes marijuana. I had marijuana shirts on. I represented myself, so I gave my own opening and closing statements. I didn't hide anything. And instead of getting 7-5, the only surprise of the trial to me was I got 12-0, a hung jury. I mean, a 12-0, a total verdict. Acquitted, yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Wow.
I was expecting another hung jury.
Hung jury, sure.
You know, so that that was my only surprise. There were people all over the country who thought I was talking my way into prison. There was no way this guy was going to win with a defense like this. Because it wasn't.
Yeah, it seems risky to me. I'll admit, I was scared for you.
The way that you put it out here on the air, I've got to say that it's easy to support you because, you know, here's a man who's not hiding anything. You're not skulking about and in the shadows, you know, getting your marijuana and smoking. No one can respect that. But somebody can respect, look, I need this stuff for my medicine. I believe that it's a human right to have it, and I had it, and I'm proud of it. And
yeah.
It's a powerful place to come from.
And I heard a lot of people say, well, you have a medical condition. And I said, yeah, you know what? I do have that condition. Not that I would want to trade it. You know, I don't want anybody to trade it. But I tell you what, I think, though, that at this point in history, this argument works for just for anybody. It's not just for the person who has that medical card. I think if I was a person in New Jersey with no medical card and I was to argue publicly that the law is wrong, not me, people would still say, you know what, I think he's right. And, you know, I've been talking about marijuana legalization for a long time, since the 90s, like I said. In the 90s, I mean, there were people, I'd get people ride by and yell at me, you know, you loser, you zero, you know, whatever. Now, I mean, I'm a hero here, you know. And it wasn't just this court case. It's because times have changed. People have changed. Our perception of marijuana is different. The perception of marijuana in the 80s with the Reagans and they just say no and you're burning your brains up on drugs and all that other goofy
this
stuff they
drugs.
Used to say.
This is your brain,
you know,
on drugs.
It was just drugs, and you know.
Yeah,
now,
this is one of the things that I really like appreciate about marijuana activism is it may be the clearest issue that shows that the government doesn't represent its people at all, because marijuana would be legal in 2 seconds from now if it was.
Yeah.
Right, if it was sort of a direct democracy, hey, everybody, let's vote on marijuana.
Sure,
right now.
Your representatives don't represent you, because, like I said, marijuana would be legal all over the place.
And even if it did need to be illegal by some people's standards, they wouldn't do the kind of punishment that we're talking about here. You know, 10 years for your second time possessing it. You were possessing a great deal, though.
Yeah, well, I don't think a pound is, and that's what I told my jury either. I said, first of all, a pound to me, I said about half of it, I probably would have cooked it. And you know what? And here's what I brought to the trial. I brought, these were my exhibits. I had a gallon of milk, a 5 pound bag of sugar, and a 5 pound bag of coffee. And I said, you know, there are some people who go through the convenience store and they buy a pint of milk every day. And there's others who buy a gallon of milk and it lasts a week. There's some people who buy a 5 pound bag of sugar and it lasts, you know, 2 months. And there's other people who buy, you know, the little bits of it. Same thing with carton of cigarettes. I had a carton of cigarettes. Some people buy a carton of cigarettes and it lasts, you know, most of the month. Other people buy a pack of cigarettes a day. I said, same with me with marijuana. Why should I go run off to some drug corner all the time and buy a bag of marijuana when I'd rather buy in bulk, buy a pound of weed that would last me a month or two or whatever. Like I said, I travel back and forth between New Jersey and California. This was my stash of weed that I was leaving at my house in New Jersey. It was good, high-quality marijuana from California, and I was going, and this, every time I came home, this is what I was going to smoke. You know, and I said, it's mine, you know, and that's what they believed. It was mine. And even saying it's mine, it was still illegal. There's no provision saying that, oh, if it's yours, you can't have it.
Did they return it to you? I'm just curious, after the trial.
No, but that is part of my argument to return it. That is part of my deal.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens, but that is
part
of my...
Now, what about this tour, real quick?
Oh, the tour. You know, after the trial, I had tried to go on a jury nullification tour. I figured, you know, I felt like, you know, that I mean, I need to tell everybody about this. Everyone needs to hear this. I need to get the press all across the country talking about this. And it kind of fizzled out. It didn't work. I wasn't able to raise the money. But recently, Bo Davis, who you know, has signed on. He wants to do it. He saw how I had had abandoned the effort, and he, you know, jumped on board, contacted me, and definitely wants to do it again. So we are, I've revised my tour plans, and
where can people find out more about that?
You can go to my website at njweedman.com, I'll be actually loading it up tonight. NJWeedman.com.
Thanks, Ed. Appreciate it. That's NJWeedman.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
That's the toll-free call-in line here, brought to you by SACL CAI. On the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, it's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. If you're looking for shooting gear or camping supplies or hunting gear or survival supplies, whatever it might be that you're looking for the outdoor enthusiast in your life. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's somebody you love. ManVentureOutpost.com is the place to go. They've got the name brands that you want on everything that the outdoor enthusiast might need. Now they have firearms, too. For a long time, they just had sort of shooting supplies, firearm gear, but now they've got firearms, too. So go take a look. Whatever it is that you might need, they've got it. Whether it's tents or outdoor apparel or hiking gear, tactical flashlights, of course, shooting gear, fish finders, binoculars, whatever kind of optic you might need, they've got it at ManVentureOutpost.com. And it's the best pricing. Every time I've ordered from ManVentureOutpost.com, they've always had the lowest prices I'm able to find on outdoor equipment. It's ManVentureOutpost.com. So, Stephanie, we've been derailed for almost an hour on the article that
you were reading. Well, that's okay. Sometimes these top 10 lists run throughout the whole show. So
right.
I bet people are wanting to know what we're talking about by that, though. So in
we're
going
to need to do that.
Yeah.
We just had NJ Weedman on at njweedman.com. Is that his site?
Yeah.
And he was talking about jury nullification, his activism there. So it was well worth the step down. But
yeah. Right. Yeah, we had a couple of sort of celebrities call in. We had Indeed. Dave Ridley and NJ Weedman all with updates on their stuff.
And
so
you can call in, too, at 855-450. Free.
But before that, we were talking about the most controversial articles on Wikipedia, and this was a top 10 list. We were counting down from number 10 to number 1. So we had done the number 10 through 8, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right.
10 was Christianity, 9 was race and intelligence, 8 was Jesus, and number 7 is?
Yes.
Any guesses?
I'm clueless.
Okay, Brian, any guesses?
I'm going to say Jews.
Actually, no, Jews did not make the list.
That's amazing.
I guess they're
you
not controversial.
Always think you're important. And stuff.
Oh, man. Well, number
Wait
7.
Wait a minute. That's anti-Semitic.
Number 7 was the United States. That was a controversial Wikipedia
article.
Well,
that's run by the Jews.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
I don't even know how to back that up.
Yeah. No.
So,
well, I mean, I wonder, this is just pure speculation on my part, but I wonder if there are people saying, yeah, the United States is a liberator freeing Iraq and Afghanistan from
I
all those.
I tend to think that's what it is.
Yeah, and then there are the people who are the realists and saying, no, look, these people are dropping bombs on brown people in the Middle East.
There's one
their oil.
Faction of everybody wants peace, right? Everybody will say they want peace. There's one.
Everybody says they want it. I don't think everybody really wants it, though.
There's one faction that says, well, the United States has reluctantly been drawn into several wars, and we're the only superpower that never desired to be a superpower. Those people don't know history.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say, they just don't. The United States has been involved in building an empire since the Spanish-American War prior to the turn of the 20th century.
Well, yeah, I mean, another important point to clarify, though, the United States, like, is, what, an idea, a legal fiction?
It's the United States is, it's a legal fiction.
It's the people who have been so-called at the helm, you know, these politicians that have wanted to build the empire,
but
and they have that in
are
common.
Always, you know, politicians, the most power-hungry are always going to rise to the top in
the
system.
Yeah, absolutely, but I'm just saying, you know, there are people behind that desire to build an empire.
Sure.
You know, like, just like a state can't be a victim of a crime like we just talked about in the last segment.
If a state
or, you know, a country can't have a desire to be an empire, right? It's people that are doing that.
If the United States is the government of the United States of America, then the statement that we are a reluctant empire is completely fallacious. It's made by people who don't understand history. And oftentimes you'll hear, I'm a Republican. I am been elected to a Republican office.
I get a chill when I hear you say that.
But many Republicans will tell you, hey, you know, all the major wars were started by Democrats, right? Well, go ahead and take a look. Just read a little bit of history surrounding World War I and see whether or not Republicans were really for peace. Because, yeah, you know, Wilson did run on a platform of non-intervention, but he was bending to the will of politicians, you know, the legislature, many of them Republican, that wanted to get into World War One. And, you know, Republicans haven't been any more pro-peace than Democrats have been. And
have there ever been any politicians or political parties that are genuinely pro-peace?
Some, you know, throughout, I mean, parties, I think it gets a little more difficult. You're talking about third parties at that point, you know.
Yeah, so insignificant. You know, political parties. I mean,
Robert Taft. Come on,
I don't know.
That's about it.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I think it's probably my guess would be it was about foreign intervention.
I would say that too. Okay, so number six most controversial Wikipedia article. You guys are gonna. I can believe why this is controversial, even though I don't think it should be. But anyway, number six is circumcision.
Oh. So yeah. Is it male circumcision, female circumcision, or just generally circumcision?
It just says circumcision.
Huh.
Usually, Brian.
After we talk about each article, please just say Jew.
Yeah. Might as well. Jesus, Christianity, just go
you
down
You know
the
what?
List.
That would work, I think, for the rest of this list.
I think you're pushing it on the United States. Go ahead.
But, yeah, I mean, this one is just generally female quote, circumcision is generally referred to as female genital mutilation, or FGM, often.
Now, isn't there, there's different sorts of female female circumcision out there. There's the sort of, just the paring down of the labia minora, and then they leave the clitoris intact, and that this is how some folks do it someplace. And that really is just sort of cosmetic surgery done without the person's consent, in the same way that I believe male circumcision is essentially cosmetic surgery done without somebody's consent.
I think it goes way beyond that, actually. I mean, female genital mutilation can have lifelong medical consequences, and so can male. And, you know, there's a lot of important tissue in the male foreskin, and, of course, in the female parts that get removed in some female, you know, these ritualistic, mystical kind of female circumcision things. I mean, but there's real tissue there that has immune function, that has sensory function, that does all kinds of things, and there's a reason it's there, and removing it is just mysticism. It doesn't have a basis in science. It doesn't help the person's health. It hurts the person's health later on. It hurts their sexuality. I mean, all kinds of things. It's really rooted in religion, in branding the cattle, and in anti-sex kind of sentiment. And the female is, too. I mean, in Africa, there are myths. Like, I just read an article about Ethiopia, and this woman who was an activist to stop female genital mutilation in Ethiopia was saying that she grew up learning that if a woman's clitoris touched a baby during childbirth, then the baby would die.
Mm.
And that's one of those myths that's just so like, we hear that and we're like, that is unbelievable. But, I mean, I'm sure if you grow up hearing that, you're like, well, I don't want to test that theory, right?
Yeah, sure.
And, I mean, in those places, they slice off everything external, and it's with rusty scissors and razor blades and horrible things. Horrible.
855-453. You can give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. We're going to keep on talking about Wikipedia's biggest edit wars. 855-453.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. I'm a big fan of bitcoins.
Me too. Yeah.
Me three. And four. Thomas two.
Sure, exactly what you're counting to over there. Bitcoins are the new international currency. They are a cryptocurrency that makes it impossible for you to counterfeit them. It's impossible for governments or banking organizations to mess with your Bitcoin account in any way. They give you complete control over your own money. They allow you to send and receive money on the internet virtually free or free, depending on the scenario. And they're a real step forward in human freedom, in my opinion. Once these things are adopted on a large level, it's going to really empower the individual. And I think that's great. If you've heard about Bitcoins and you want to get involved in Bitcoins, go get your free Bitcoin wallet. You don't even need to have a Bitcoin to put in the wallet. So go get a free wallet today at blockchain.info. They've got apps for Androids and iPhones, so you can use it on your iPhone and the same account on your computer. It's the same account. You just interact with it different ways.
I think you may have to download the app directly from the website for iPhones because okay. Apple bans certain Bitcoin apps, actually.
Okay.
But for Android, it would be no problem, yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, at blockchain.info, another cool thing is that you can actually see graphs. Like, there are all kinds of Bitcoin charts that they have, and one of the charts is the number of wallets that are on blockchain.info, and you can see that it's very popular. I mean, there are, like, hundreds of thousands of wallets that people have opened on blockchain.info.
I use it. It's
yeah,
great.
Me too. I use it too. I have it too.
And I think it's great. And I don't. I would love to know how many wallets have been opened at blockchain.info. It's. I could tell you.
It's
got to be a whole bunch. So anyway, just go get your free account at blockchain.info. So we were talking about circumcision in the last segment, and
yeah, which came out of a discussion about the top 10 most controversial Wikipedia articles.
And I, when talking about circumcision, I think that it often gets, the waters get muddied with this particular issue. I don't support the, you know, bodily altering of children in any way if I can avoid it.
Yeah, here, here, I agree.
And I think that circumcision runs the gamut from sort of a, you know, unauthorized plastic surgery on up to a crime that I can't see it any other way. I guess a lesser and greater crimes, honestly. But I mean,
wouldn't unauthorized plastic surgery be a crime?
That's a lesser crime than, say, see, to me, circumcising of a male is not as important as is not as bad as circumcising a you know, chopping off of a clitoris. Female circumcision can span the gamut of just, you know, like trimming labia minora to all the way to removal of the clitoris. I think that that's the worst on the scale.
Removal of the clitoris and the labia.
And the labia.
Yeah, everything.
And I think that's the worst on the scale. And I want to look at these things in a sort of a real sense. I don't think any of it's right. I don't think it's right to pierce your baby's ears.
Yeah.
When they're, you know, that's a decision they should make, not you.
Absolutely.
I think that one of my obligations as a parent is to deliver as whole of a being at 18 years old as I can. And, you know, maybe 18, maybe 16, whatever the year I decide that I think Jack is is no longer a ward. You know, whatever that might be. I just think that, you know, this with circumcision, everybody can get so wrapped up in male circumcision because it's so much more common in this country.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm really glad that it's not like a common practice for women to get so-called circumcised or a.k.a. mutilated in this country.
But it does happen.
It does happen, absolutely, yeah. And, you know, I guess we were making a comparison off the air. Like, it is a difference of degrees. I agree with you, Mark. Like, yeah, maybe you could pierce a baby's ears, and that would be, I would say, you know, a violation of that baby's personhood, right? Because it's an unauthorized modification of their body. And but at least ear holes can heal up, right, if you take out the earrings and stuff. And that
sometimes
that could, you know, that could be repaired, and, you know, you could apologize for it and stuff like that. But foreskins don't grow back, and, you know, female genitalia, external genitalia, does not grow back either. There are some great surgeons. There's a surgeon in France in particular who's like an expert on restoring women's genitalia who have been undergone female genital mutilation.
Interesting.
And there are a lot of the clitoris is actually internal. So, if the outside part is cut off, you know, there is the possibility to repair that
back together.
Yeah, to restore that surgically. Of course, it's probably not going to be the same as if you had your normal stuff from birth. But
how would you know? And this is the real thing that I disagree with when it comes to circumcision. The only people that can even talk intelligently about this are people who had foreskin as an adult and had it removed. And then those, you know, the small segment of the population would be the only ones that could even talk about this. And
I hold a personal grudge that I don't, well, quite frankly, don't have a foreskin because, I mean, I scientifically I'm aware that there's a lot of sensation that could be had from, and I can only imagine how many men's and women's really by association, sex lives have been decreased, ruined. Go down the list, I think it's terrible. And the reasons for doing it are, you know,
they're not based in science. Yeah, they're not evidence based.
Abraham didn't even ask why. It's like, well, why should we do that? So, you know that you're my people. What?
Yeah, it's madness.
And Dr. Murphy, I just want to make sure that people understand that this is the most prescribed medical procedure in human history. It has been prescribed for just a long list of things, and it frankly doesn't do much. Now, I'm not going to say to the medical practitioner that does...
I think it does. It does a lot, but it doesn't do much good, maybe, is another way to put it.
The medical practitioner that deals day in and day out with people coming into the emergency room that may have sort of festering infections in their genitalia because they were not... because they don't practice hygiene habits.
That is a myth. I mean, that does not happen very frequently.
I was on a cruise with a doctor who claimed it.
Well, you know, maybe they're a doctor and they see it more often, but
the
reality is that there has to be about 1,000 circumcisions to prevent one urinary tract infection in little boys.
Okay.
So that is not a very big benefit.
I'm with you completely on that, but if you're the person who's seeing those, you know, you're seeing every month, you're seeing one of those 1,000 urinary tract infections.
Yeah, then your point of view is going to be biased.
It's going to be a biased point of view, and I just want to make sure that people understand that there is a biased point of view out there, because that's what some doctors and physicians' assistants and nurses see.
Well, and there could be another reason why they're biased, and that could be because it was done to them, and they don't want to think about the idea that maybe their parents did something to them that wasn't so nice and that violated their personhood.
I'm not even ready to blame parents on this necessarily. This is sort of a...
Of course it's the parents. Who makes the decision? I mean...
They make the decision, but it's the pressure's strong to make that same decision, and it's a societal thing. This is what you do to your kids, and...
You know, actually, I had a partner, one of my first male partners in college, was born in the UK, and he basically, the story that he told me was that he was taken, you know, whisked away at birth, and they circumcised him, and it was a routine thing that they did to all baby boys, without even consulting his parents. And as a result, he had some severe problems, you know, with his sexuality because of that. And, you know, it affected his entire life.
Indeed, and I mean, every time you do surgery, the fact is, some babies die from circumcision.
Yes, they do. Some bleed, they have horrible bleeding problems.
You know, whatever it is that you're trying to prevent with it isn't worth it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just not worth it. So, anyway, what's the next Wikipedia?
Oh, but the one thing we didn't say so far about this was that, and we did say this off the air, but not on the air, the difference of degrees between male and female circumcision, so-called, is, you know, if you were going to draw a comparison between the analogous structures, cutting off a woman's clitoris is like cutting off basically the head of a male's penis, yeah. And the labia is analogous to cutting off the skin on the scrotum.
Yeah,
so that's a lot of parts that are being removed.
Important ones,
absolutely. So we'll find out what the other controversial Wikipedia articles are here in moments.
855-453.
Hey, new kid, ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management's screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient alien, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Zureda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call and talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. That's 855-450-FREE, as in F-R-E-E. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. Stephanie, we've been talking about, the biggest Wikipedia edit wars. And I just can't remember, what was the next one here?
So the next one is going to be number 5, so now we're into the top 5.
So biggest. Tell me what the last one was.
Okay, the number 6 was circumcision.
Okay, so rattle them off, 10 through 6.
Okay, 10 was Christianity, 9 was race and intelligence, 8 was Jesus, 9 was the United States, 7 was United States, and 6 was circumcision. Okay. And now number 5.
All right.
So number 5 is... Any guesses? You guys want to guess?
It's so impossible to guess these. I tend to think at this point...
Throw out the one you think is controversial.
So it's not a rehashing of one of the previous ones?
Correct. It's different.
Bradley Manning.
No, it's not Bradley Manning.
Okay.
Brian?
Jews.
Jews did not make the list, my friend. I'm sorry.
I don't believe it.
He'll rep them in.
Well, number 5 was global warming.
Jews. Come on.
So they're controlling it, right?
Yeah, this global warming.
Turning up the thermostat.
Right. It's really tough because you'll deal with all kinds of... it's like the Trayvon Martin situation. You just get so many facts on either side of the issue, you can't make a decision.
Well, facts and a lot of I guess, conjecture, opinion.
People benefiting from the things that they say. You know, I mean, if I'm selling carbon credits.
Agendas
are rife in this circumstance. And I don't know how to even come down on it.
It's hard. I mean, because there's so many people out there who are, when they talk about global warming, they're like, well, you should trust the scientists because they know all about this and they've had the special training to be able to understand it.
And you're a scientist?
I'm a scientist, but I'm not a climate scientist. I'm a biomedical scientist, and
right.
I don't understand it.
Right.
I mean, I'll freely admit that. I'm just living my life as though, you know, the Earth is going to be about the same temperature, and I'm not really changing my behavior too much.
So I went and read something online, and it spoke to me. It was the Skeptic's Guide to Global Warming, I believe is what it was. And I've got my problems with the skeptic the skeptics in general. But this really, you know, I looked at the science that they had there, and I think that it's clear that certain gases in the models will create a global warming effect. And
do the models accurately model the Earth?
It's really difficult to say, and there's all kinds of extraneous stuff. Is the sun getting warmer? Is it getting cooler?
Less pirates?
Ninjas.
Well, then there's the
Mars
question
Mars is supposed
of,
to be getting warmer right now, too. And
well, actually, global warming would be good on Mars.
You'd have to warm it up a little bit.
Negative 200 degrees at night or something like that.
It's a little chilly.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the thing for me with global warming is a lot of the facts that you get is like, okay, so we let's say it's all true. Let's say that you know, the emissions from our cars and all this stuff is causing so many problems. Well, the numbers also add up to a few other things, like with these hybrid cars, no offense, Mark, with these hybrid cars.
He does it to not support the warfare state, right?
Indeed.
And I mean, in that case, it's good. But to save the environment, what it takes to make a battery for one of those things is 10 times more destructive than what it takes to make a car, to produce a car.
In a localized area.
Right. Also, I mean, if you ran the numbers, if you just took 5 oil tankers, these big, gigantic, you know, ships that go across the, you know, the high
seas,
if you stopped 5 of those, that would equal the amount of carbon emissions that every car on planet Earth emits in a year. And so why can't we stop the oil tankers?
Why can't we stop the U.S. military from releasing all the pollution that they release?
Right.
Yeah, you want to stop global warming, stop war.
Right. Governments are the biggest polluters on the planet.
Yeah.
The United States government being, you know, sort of
the biggest one.
Is the biggest polluter, and I think that's important. But also the thing that the global warming advocates won't say is look, methane is 20 times.
Yes, I was going to say that. And that comes from cows.
Right. Methane is 20 times the global warming gas that carbon dioxide is.
And it's not going to get absorbed by trees like carbon dioxide.
Right. Gets absorbed. And trees and plant life grows, flourishes under more carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
So it's difficult to say exactly
how
much
carbon dioxide. So it might be a buffer and it would even out.
Right.
Yeah.
So what really you need to be convincing people of is to be vegetarians, not to drive less. And all the focus is on, you know, how much are people driving?
I think the people who advocate that global warming is happening would love people to be vegetarians and drive less.
But that's where the focus should be. You can do far more for the environment by being a vegetarian driving a Hummer than you can be by being a meat eater driving a Yugo.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, your turn. Hummer joke.
Hummer joke? It's totally off guard.
Just say Jews.
Jews.
Okay. So number 4... number 4 most controversial Wikipedia article. You guys are going to love this. This is apparently more controversial, okay, than global warming, circumcision, United States, Jesus, race and intelligence, and Christianity.
Pirates and ninjas.
It's not pirates and ninjas, but it's very close to that, actually. Brian, your guess?
Jews.
Number 4 most controversial Wikipedia article is list of World Wrestling Entertainment, Inc. employees.
What?
So the people who work for World Wrestling Entertainment Incorporated. That
this,
is more controversial than
this
Jesus,
folks. This is controversial,
folks.
Okay.
What?
this is pretty controversial for a couple reasons. If anyone really wants to know, how is this possibly controversial?
So is... Okay, is World Wrestling Entertainment, Inc. the WWF or WWE?
That's the WWE. Yeah, okay. World Wrestling Entertainment. Now, the reason this is controversial probably has a lot to do with the era of the 1990s, where you had something that was called the Monday Night Wars. And what it was there was two wrestling companies. You had the WWE, it was the WWF at the time, before it lost the rights to that name, and it was WCW. And they were fighting for ratings, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, they were hiring people back and forth, right and left. Is like, okay, I want to contract this wrestler to go to this company, and I want to contract this wrestler to go to this company.
They're free agents, too. Yeah.
Yeah. And there was a lot of times where these guys were leaving to go, for like leaving the WWE to go to WCW, and they were openly to the crowds. Remember, this is back when wrestling wasn't quote unquote fake, you know, or it wasn't like known.
It wasn't admitted to being fake.
And they, you know, these guys would, you know, pat each other on the back for their last matches before they went to the other company, which is what they call kayfabe, and where they were showing their true, you know, they were showing that, oh, actually backstage we're all good buddies.
Okay,
it's kind of like politicians. It's a lot like politicians. Really, they're all friends when they get in the back room.
Uh-huh.
It's only out front that they act like enemies.
So, but if that happened in the 90s, why would it be controversial on Wikipedia today?
Because people are still arguing about it. Like, why? Like, there's this famous thing called the Montreal Screwjob, where Bret Hart lost the belt out of nowhere. I mean, I'm just saying that these are the controversies. Like.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm sure everybody listening is wondering, what are these controversies that could possibly be more important than the United States, Christianity, or Jesus? And I'm glad that wrestling is more important than Jesus, believe me. I'm really happy about that. I'd rather them concentrate on something that
admits to be fake. Well, it doesn't say it's more important. It says it's more controversial.
It's higher on the list. People are arguing by default more important. So that's great.
Are you claiming that Jesus is the Bethlehem screw job?
The Bethlehem, yes, I am, because actually, it shouldn't have been Jesus, it should have been John the Baptist.
Oh, God, we're going to get held on this. So, yep, that's the number four most controversial Wikipedia article. Number three is another
Pirates
religious one. Oh. Yeah, we're going back to the religious. Number three
is spaghetti monster.
Jews.
Number three is Muhammad.
I called it.
But I thought you couldn't even write about him. Like, I thought you weren't supposed to, right? Aren't there people?
No, you're not allowed to draw pictures of him.
Okay, so there can be no pictures in the Wikipedia article.
I don't know. We'll look it up right now.
Yeah, maybe that's the controversy. Maybe people are like, hey, you can't do that.
Well, how do you know he existed then if you can't have a picture of him?
It's not like it's a photograph.
Yeah, I don't know if they had cameras back then unless...
I don't know. There was a 12th century Turk that drew Antarctica.
That's true. The Piri Reis map, right?
Right.
Yeah.
There's a on the Wikipedia article, there's a little swish that looks like Arabic writing. There's a map. There is a picture from a miniature of Rashad al-Din Hammadi's Jami al-Tawarhik. I'm sorry.
Oh, my.
Of
that's
our,
an epic name.
Muslim listeners, I'm really sorry. This is circa 1350, illustrating the story of Muhammad's role in resettling the Black Stone in 1605. So I don't know if we're talking about a picture of Muhammad here. It looks like a picture of about six dudes with turbans is what I see. And it looks old. So I'll go that far. And then there's here's a depiction of Muhammad. Yes, there's pictures of Muhammad on the Wikipedia article.
Ah, that and could be why it's controversial.
That, among other reasons, there doesn't
among
be
other
a
reasons.
Word called opposition. But the Sunni and the Sufis and the Shias, they're all arguing about what's right and what's not, too.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because Christianity and Jesus are number 10 and 8, respectively, and Muhammad is number 3.
But if they combine Christianity and Jesus together into one
would it beat out Muhammad?
Be,
I'm not sure.
I don't know, and... You know.
Well, you guys will be shocked. You can't wait to hear what number two and number one are.
I can't wait
to tell you.
Just hold on to it now. 855 453. You can call and talk about whatever you want. Muhammad, pictures of him, whatever. 855 453. Free talk.
Quantum vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. Scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.